This is The Week in Addiction Medicine, a podcast resource of timely news and top stories brought to you by the American Society of Addiction Medicine, ASAM.
Today is Tuesday, April 16th, and I'm Claire Rasmussen. Our lead story this week in Plus One is titled Telling the Story of the Opioid Crisis, a narrative analysis of the TV series Dopesick. This study uses narrative analysis and framing theory to explore the series Dopesick, discussing its portrayal of the people and themes involved in the opioid crisis. The analysis found that although Dopesick attempts to portray multiple dimensions of the opioid crisis, its narrative oversimplifies the story in attributing the cause of the problem almost exclusively to Purdue Pharma and its director, Richard Sackler, while downplaying other factors that contributed to the crisis. Next is a study in JAMA Network Open titled Public Health Interventions and Overdose-Related Outcomes Among Persons with Opioid Use Disorder. In this study, researchers utilized a simulation model to establish changes in opioid use disorder prevalence and overdoses by varying multiple public health interventions. The authors found that increasing availability of harm reduction strategies, such as naloxone, could decrease fatal overdose rates by 37%. With greatest impact among persons not receiving MOUD. Increasing MOUD initiation rates decreased OUD recurrence and prevalence. Our next study, in Drug and Alcohol Dependence, is titled Evaluation of 3-Year Neurodevelopmental Outcomes in Infants Prenatally Exposed to Substance Use. This prospective case control study examined associations between substance use during pregnancy and infant cognitive, motor, and language neurodevelopment at 3 years of age. Substance-exposed infants were compared to non-exposed matched controls. Normal development was observed in 72% of infants exposed to any substance, compared with 91% of non-exposed infants. Infants exposed to any substance had lower scores in all domains, cognitive, language, and motor. Infants exposed to cannabis had lower cognitive and motor scores. A new study in Social Science and Medicine is titled Barriers to Opioid Use Disorder Treatment Among People Who Use Drugs in the Rural United States. When evaluating barriers to opioid use disorder treatment in rural areas, the authors found barriers similar to those in urban settings, as well as some that are unique to the rural setting. Among the unique barriers were access, specifically the need to travel long distances to access treatment, and the barrier of local pharmacies not dispensing buprenorphine. The authors also note that the tight-knit rural networks caused the following two concerns. 1, the inability to maintain privacy if getting treatment, and 2, difficulty avoiding triggers for recurrence. Next is a study in the Journal of Substance Use and Addiction Treatment, titled The Lived Experiences and Treatment Needs of Women with Opioid Use Disorder and Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. Among the themes identified from author-conducted interviews were the use of opioids to numb emotional and physical pain and to assist in daily functioning. As the woman interviewed often fulfilled a caregiver role, respondents also expressed feeling stuck in a cycle of trauma and opioid use. The need for integrated trauma-focused treatment for OUD was also expressed by both providers and patients. Next is an article in Journal of Thoracic Oncology titled Better Together, Advancing Tobacco Use Treatment and Lung Cancer Screening. Lung cancer screening is now recommended for patients who have at least 20 pack years of smoking and who have smoked during the past 15 years. Medicare requires that the screening include smoking cessation counseling, but several studies have shown that this counseling has disappointing results. This editorial discusses a new study that adds print and videos concerning the benefits of smoking cessation. The authors call for more research aimed at improving smoking cessation and lung cancer screening. They also call for increased awareness of lung cancer screening, noting that only 4.5% of eligible patients received screening in 2023. A new article in the American Journal of Public Health is titled Disparities in Overdose Deaths. The Healing Community study aimed to show that the implementation of a battery of evidence-based interventions would result in a 40% reduction of overdose deaths. These interventions include the expansion of access to naloxone, the expansion of the number of patients treated with medications for opioid use disorder, and the expansion of safer opioid prescribing practices. The authors call for targeted interventions to support Black communities. Our final article in the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs is titled A Descriptive Analysis of a Popular Pregnancy Forum, This study characterized perceptions of the developmental impact of perinatal cannabis use, or PCU, on children via a narrative evaluation of a public forum on which people discuss a range of issues around cannabis use. The authors found that there is a need for stigma-free support around PCU decision-making for people who select into discussion forums designed for communication and support around perinatal cannabis use. This concludes today's episode of This Week in Addiction Medicine. Remember to subscribe to the ASAM Weekly for more exclusive content and our editor's commentary, delivered every Tuesday. Be sure to check us out on social media and asam.org. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.